What about Bigfoot here, guys? And we want to thank a special shout out right now to the guys at Big Beefin' Podcast.
Shout out.
Shout out. These guys are hilarious. They have very good topics. They have me and Jay on as a couple episodes.
You're going to love it. Special guest Fridays.
Yeah, special guest Fridays. You're going to love it. We're fucking hilarious just like we are on here.
We're going to be on this Friday as a pair, too.
As a pair, too. So you get three episodes of us. Three Holy episodes shit. Of us
on somebody else's podcast. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, if you're going to really like these guys, find them on Big Beefin' on Anchor. Everywhere you find podcasts, you can find Big Beefin'. Find their Twitter at BBeefin'.
BBeefin'.
Yeah, give them comments. Give them some likes. Give them some reviews, guys. These guys are really awesome guys. They're really funny. You're going to like it because you like us.
Hey, guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
All right.
And now on with the show.
Damn. There go Bigfoot. What about Bigfoot?
What about him?
Bigfoot.
What about him?
Bigfoot. I'm your mama, I'm your daddy. There goes Bigfoot in the alley. What you got? That you need, cause we never see theories about Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
What about Bigfoot?
Bigfoot.
Conspiracy theory.
Welcome to another episode of What About Bigfoot, the only show that I've personally gotten snow cones from a Yeti. I'm your host, dude, riding shotgun always is
Jay.
And we're over talking about conspiracy theories, we talk about monsters. We talk about ghosts,
assassinations,
strange coincidences, and we're going to do something different, guys. We've never done this before.
Yeah.
We're going to do witches. We're going to do a witch.
A witch.
A particular witch.
No, haunting a ghost of some sort.
Oh,
know,
wow.
Some even say. You know?
Brought by a YouTube commenter who commented below. See, we told you we were going to do it, guys.
Cassie Original. Shout out.
Shout out to Cassie Original.
He just found us on Spotify. Even decided to go to our YouTube and leave a comment.
Leave a comment.
Shout out.
See what happens when you guys participate.
It's kind of shit we need, yeah.
So what are we talking about today, man?
This one's super famous. Remember, it's super famous in that area of the Baltimore, in Leonardstown. It's a witch called the Moll Dyer. The story takes place in the late 1690s, 1697 to be exact, in this town of... Leonardstown, Maryland. Yeah, and so from it was late in like the whole immigration, so all these people were really settlers were coming in, the English, you know. It said the Moll Dyer was from Ireland. She came in with the immigration. She was a very, very big woman, very tall, said to be too ugly to even look at. You know what I mean? So I don't want to say that's like a witch thing, you know what I mean? But like, yeah. But like, you know, Hollywood, you know what I mean? Yeah. All the witches would go ugly and stuff. So,
yeah.
maybe that was kind of this story got passed up, you know what I mean? And that's just kind of like what makes people scared of witches or whatever. And it was also during the time of like the Salem witch trials. So like this whole area, like on the northeast coast, was just, it was all tons of stories of witches. And you know, with like Salem being the most famous, you know, of all of them. This one was one from the fan, Cassie Original, who actually went to the site. Can believe they feel a presence, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of people who do go there say they can. So it takes place in like winter. It was in February, I think it was. One of the coldest winters. It was like a severe storm, you know.
Don't
what I mean?
They always start the horror series?
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
The coldest fucking thing.
Yeah, I guess before I get to that part, this lady, you know, giant woman, pretty ugly, was into herbs, and so she would go like scavenging for herbs in the forest, and she would make all this other stuff in this little cabin, which I read was more like a hut to like today's standards.
Which is hut.
Yeah, so it was more of a hut than a cabin, but this little shed like thing, whatever, which is where she lived. Before that, she actually lived inside the city of Leonardstown. But then her neighbors' like cattle all mysteriously died. So everybody blamed the, you know, weird lady from Ireland, the weird giant lady from Ireland. You know what I mean?
Who collects the forest.
Herbs.
Ain't that always the way it goes?
Yeah. So then after that happened, it was kind of like the rumors got started that she was a witch and she was like doing like devilish acts or whatever, or if that kind of stuff ever happens, like somebody's whole livestock dies. It's like a act of God or an act of like the devil.
Oh, the devil.
I mean? Yeah, so it's like this weird. It's kind of creepy, man. Yeah. You know, I miss it. Like, so so then after that happened, she got banished up to the outskirts of Leonardstown. In Maryland, where she lived by like a creek, was it? She lived by like a creek of water, and on outskirts of the whole town, so she wasn't around, yeah. Like bugging anyone or wasn't tripping too much. But one day, the townspeople had tried to get the local like authorities involved, you know what I mean? But the authorities didn't have the authority to like. Just take a witch out,
yeah.
Just because she was a witch, accused, yeah. So proof. So one night, which is like one of the coldest nights ever recorded, in that part of Maryland at the time, it was like a severe snowstorm, thunder, lightning, all the whole shebang, you know, all the scary shit, you know,
the devil's alive, man.
and then in 1697, you know, like people didn't have like the proper, yeah. You know, I mean, there wasn't no
fire,
fucking North Face jackets, you, yeah. Know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Fire and a raggedy ass blanket.
Yeah, so, you know, and then when the townsfolk people went with their old pitchforks and their flaming torches to eradicate this woman, you know, yeah. They threw the torches onto her hut to burn it down with her in it, but yeah. She had escaped somehow into the woods. Mm-hmm. So it's very dense, dark woods, middle of the night, snowstorm.
Yeah, I see that.
And so she actually like disappeared.
Yeah.
Nowhere to be found for 3 days.
Oh shit.
3 days later, a boy, a man, like a teenager, I don't know, he was looking for his dog out in the woods. He went to look for his dog, and he actually found the body of Amahl Dyer. But the crazy thing was that she was like somehow stuck to a rock.
Oh shit.
She placed her hand, I don't know if it was to rest or if it was for some other thing, she placed her hand on this giant boulder with one fist in the air as if she was like damning
cursing God.
As if she was like damning God or cursing the town, yeah. Which is what they think.
Oh.
Because her hand was like stuck there and apparently like it took like some time to get her off, but after they pried her hand off, there was a handprint on the rock.
Like she burned her.
And it lasted like 200 years.
Oh shit.
Actually, like a photo of it that was like taken in like 1930, but the boulder actually got moved to like the side of the courthouse of that town.
Why would they do that?
I don't know, but like apparently it had been tried to it wasn't moved until like the 70s. But they had tried to do it three previous times with the crane actually breaking.
Oh shit!
And snapping and a bunch of other stuff. So like the National Guard had to come in the 70s. And it took like 8 guys and like 3 machines to move
Christ.
800 pound boulder. So I mean, it's heavy, but it's like a forklift can lift, yeah. That, you know what I mean? But there was some kind of like weird spiritual shit going on, you know what I mean?
Shit.
And since all these people like chased her out of her home and basically like killed her,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So she like placed her curse on the rock in the town of Leonardstown, you know?
Oh.
And it said that like you can even like see or hear her like searching for the man who ran her out that day.
Oh shit, that's scary.
That's
terrifying.
That's a good one to look into. Shout out Cassie.
Yeah, hello Cassie. That's terrifying. And I just never understood. If you have a witch, isn't it this thing like keep your enemy cloaks? Keep your friends cloaks, keep your enemy cloaks. Why would you purposely make your man like, you know, get out there?
Well, like it's also said that like the their crops weren't growing, and then like the severe like storms were kept happening, which wasn't allowing the storms to, I mean the crops to grow as well, you know what I mean? So it was like all this like little shit, and then the fucking livestock dying was like the final straw. They're like, all right, you need to get the fuck out of here.
They believe she cursed the town.
Yeah, after she died, she placed her hand on the rock and made her curse, and they found her frozen like that. You know,
what do you think the curse was? Like,
I don't know. It was like, fuck these people.
Yeah, like,
Have
there been like strange like deaths or anything?
Nah, I mean, I didn't really see anything like. It was said that you can just like see her,
she's
still roaming the land, like the creek by her house.
Don't go over there.
Yeah. But she hasn't really like killed anyone. Right?
Come on, Miss Witch.
Yeah, come on, Maul Dyer.
Yeah, curse them. Let's get some cursing going. Let's get some plague.
I mean, this one is really scary. It was like super interesting to like look into. all the research I did, it was all like the same facts pretty much. So yeah,
it was all like the heavens crazy. It's all like ground documented
stuff. Yeah, so it's like a sandstone rock.
Yeah,
is what I heard. So apparently that kind of erodes a little bit. You know, so over time it kind of vanished.
But still, the handprint in there.
Like, yeah, no, it's like she was like stuck to the rock, like some even saying like embedded into it. Like she was like, yeah, she like molded her hand.
Stupid. Why would you move the rock?
People
of this town.
And they moved it to the side of the courthouse.
I'm assuming the courthouse is in the middle of the town.
Yeah.
This is a small. I'm assuming you're a small town. If you're not, I apologize, but
yeah, it's actually like a very small town.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'm. What? Why would you do that? That irritates me. That's how curses happen, right? Yeah.
You need curse shit be.
You curse shit be. Don't pick it up. Don't be a fucking idiot.
Yeah, don't be moving stuff, breaking cranes, you know what I mean?
Bothering the National Guard. Why are you bothering the National Guard for?
Putting people in danger. Yeah, you got the National Guard to move a rock for you, man. Why don't you just build the courthouse next to the rock?
I want to hear that conversation. Like, yeah, I got this rock. Send in the boys.
I mean, 20 of your best men.
Yeah, 20 of your best men and a couple helicopters.
This is in the 70s, so there's like Vietnam or whatever. Was it Nam or was it Korea? Korea, right? In the 70s, Nam was, I don't know, whatever.
Whatever
war we were in the 70s, man. Those 20 guys could have been used in war.
I'm pretty sure those guys were happy they didn't go.
They'd be like, hey, gonna move a cursed ass rock.
To go overseas and get blown up, but you know what?
Gotta move this witch rock.
Yeah, witch rock. Man, like, I was just scared.
Yeah, so it was super famous.
Yeah.
I guess they actually like buried her body like deep, deeper than normal.
Oh shit.
So she can stay in the frozen grounds forever.
Did they mark her grave?
No, I don't think so. I didn't find anything about that.
Damn, those
guys. So apparently her grave is
I'm on her side. I'm on the witch's
side. It's like by a creek too. It's not by her creek, but there's like streets named after her in the town now, and there's like a.
So she's been more like a mascot than a scary thing. Yeah,
I guess. I mean,
well, whatever puts your town on the map.
Some people, Roswell has aliens.
Yeah,
Leonardstown has Muldyr.
It just sounds cool. Muldyr.
Yeah, it sounds like a witch name.
I'm the Muldyr witch.
Yeah, she's a giant apparently.
Muldyr.
I mean. Some reports she was like incredibly ugly. Some reports that she was just like a beautiful old woman. You know what I mean? So that's kind of where the stories get mixed up.
Little silver fox witch.
She could have been a bad little cougar, you know, but she could have been a giant fucking hag, old man. You know, she could have been a giant old hag too.
Who knows? What are the other? I wouldn't mind a little silver fox witch. Hey, sweetie.
Yeah, just collecting herbs. Or killing your livestock.
Yeah, one of the two.
You know?
Hey, that comes with the price of being a silver fox.
I mean, I don't know if it was just like the superstition back then, you know, late 1600s. These people all came from England. She came from Ireland, maybe. Maybe it was like a cultural thing.
Racism.
Like a little bit of, you know. Yeah. They're like, oh, the fucking Irish lady acting up again.
Irish guy.
Yeah.
I left there to get away from you.
Yeah. I crossed this whole fucking ocean to get away from you fucking Irish.
And you didn't talk the whole time, so I didn't fucking question you.
So now you can come around here.
Yeah.
Now we got snowstorms and it just happened to be winter, you know.
And herbs.
It just happened to be winter, and they're like, fucking, where's all the snow coming from? You know what I mean? It's winter, you know?
Where's this thunderstorm snow? I've never even seen that.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
I mean, the snow and like heavy rain. It was supposed to be the craziest night of all time for storms. So she ran out, froze to death, obviously, without no cover or protection.
And her husband burned down, like,
yeah, so that was it. Last thing, cursed town in Winterton. Maryland. Right. Maryland has some sketchy shit over there. Apparently, a lot of witches, a lot of other crazy stuff we can look into.
Yeah, Maryland, you're going to be a point of view, and probably.
Yeah.
Just maybe we'll come visit that town.
Hey, Maryland.
I've
been to Baltimore one time. Twice, actually. It was awesome.
Never been?
Got some mushrooms from a guy in Baltimore.
Hey, was it a witch mushroom?
No, but it's actually mushrooms in a capsule form, so it was kind of sketchy, but triballs.
Triballs.
Yeah, it was good.
It was whatever. He said mushrooms, I said okay.
Yeah, I was good.
So we got to ask the important question, my friend. What about Bigfoot?
I'm asking you what about Bigfoot, man. I don't know right now, man. Right, witches.
I don't know if he fucks with witchcraft. I think he fucks with natural. I think he would have liked to. She sounds more of a natural witch.
Yeah.
And it just happened to be a winter time, and shit that died, and then you gotta blame somebody, so yeah. Blame the natural witch. So I think Bigfoot's like, yo, I'll come get you, and he was just a day late and dollar short, and she died.
And for what it's worth, it was also said that she preferred the company of the local Native Americans over the English settlers.
Yeah.
So I mean, obviously, they have their own rituals and their own in tune with nature. Shamans, witch doctors, yeah. Whatever, you know what I mean, out there.
Yeah, the medicine man.
Yeah, yeah. So like, all the foraging she probably wanted to learn was good to take and not take, you know what I mean? Yeah,
she just sounds like a natural... If she was a witch, she sounds like a natural witch.
Yeah, yeah.
Which...
She's probably a good witch.
Yeah.
Maybe she was saying a spell, said one word wrong, all the livestock died.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it was also a severe winter of all time, so...
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do there.
That place is known for, you know, drastic winters.
So I think Bigfoot would have fucked with her if he was just a dish.
Maybe they were good friends, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he had to split
the Pacific Northwest. He's like, hey, I gotta go more, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you wanna come with me? He's like, Ned, I'm gonna stay here.
You know, no, man. You got all the shit I need right here, you know.
Like, all right, and like, last chance, bitch.
Yeah, hey, last chance, woman.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's like a bitch. Yeah, yeah. He's got no respect for humans. He might be cool, but he has no respect for humans.
I think Bigfoot could play a part in this, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I think he tried to help her, and he was like, you know what, I can't help you. You don't want to be helped, you know?
Yeah, we're on the side with this witch. This is not a scary witch to us. I feel like she's a natural witch, and some natural witches are good.
What about the cursed rug?
Like, cursed rug was, well, fuck you, she need to curse those fucking people.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, push somebody too far, I'm a curse
you. Yeah, you know, I mean, if you're going to fucking push me into the... You know, in the cold
woods. I'm gonna curse you.
I'm cursing everybody.
And I'm fucking doing a cool curse. I just pop up, hey.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna surprise. hey, by the creek.
You're cursed.
By the creek, hey, come out of the water.
He just gotcha. Cursed.
You're it. You're it. But yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking right here. I'm thinking he's just a day late and a dollar short, and she paid the ultimate price for it.
Oh, man. Day late and dollar short.
Yeah.
Best way to be, you know?
Yeah, but yeah, Leonardstown, Leonardsville, what is it?
Leonardstown.
Leonardstown, sorry. I'm bad with, you know, saying remembering things. Me no smart.
I've never heard of this town before, this whole thing. Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
Little
don't blame us, you know?
Yeah, a little hole in the wall.
Don't shoot the messenger.
It was a curse. That's why. That was a curse. No one's gonna know this fucking place.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we just broke the curse. Yeah.
You're welcome. 13 population at all times.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be fun to go over there and look at the rock. Don't touch it. I won't touch it.
People touch it.
Yeah.
People put their hands.
Because you know people like to touch things.
I probably wouldn't touch it.
I wouldn't even take a picture because I would just be like, she'd be in the background.
Yeah, maybe no.
And she'd be like,
I see her in the forest.
Yeah. But yeah, I think this is an interesting one. Shout out to our YouTube follower,
Cassie Ridgel.
Remember that. You remember that?
Yeah.
You don't remember all of them, but you remember you.
I mean, if there's any other fans, you know what I mean? Happy in your neck of the woods. We got another one. We had the Ozark Howler, like a month ago.
Yeah.
I know we got this one, Maldire. Anything, you know, wherever the hell you live.
Our very first one was Skinwalker Suggestion. You
know? Yeah, see?
So we take your suggestion, guys. We're not dicks. We can only do so goddamn much, all right?
Yeah. Yeah, so help us out, you know?
Yeah, and you know what else you can help us out with? Subscribing to this page.
Subscribe
right here.
Right there.
Hit the bell. Midnight, you see my pretty little face.
Bing.
You're like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, fuck this porn. I'm gonna watch this.
You're gonna hear a cool little song,
you know what I mean? Yeah, you're watching the middle of watching porn, you're like, oh shit.
Hey, oh shit, what about Bigfoot time?
Ooh.
Oh, damn.
Ooh. Who the hell? Love their body, yaddy, yaddy.
I mean, this is a great episode.
Yeah.
This one is super interesting. It's one I had never heard of. So
yeah, me either.
It was interesting for us to even look into. You know, a lot of the ones we do like leprechauns and Bigfoot.
Yeah.
We all kind of know that one a little bit.
I like these out of the park ones.
Yeah, me too. I love the shit.
Yeah. But if you like us on Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get us. Leave a comment on iTunes. We love your comments, guys.
Yeah.
A couple 5 stars.
You know, a couple of guys. couple assholes.
You know? Yeah, but it comes with the package. But yeah, leave us a 5-star. Get us boosted up there, guys.
You got more 5 stars than one of us. You know what I'm saying?
So, you boost us up. We get up there. Yeah. Then we start making money. Leave and comment, then we'll start sending. We'll literally start sending you money.
Leave a comment. Leave a rating. Yeah. Yeah. Send you 12 cents.
12 cents for every $10. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good profit.
Yeah,
for
yeah, yeah. You know, we got to make money too.
And we got to do a special shout out to the podcast, Big Beefin'. If you guys love us, you're going to love them. They had us on for their special guest Fridays. It was my episode, then Jay's episode. Then they're going to have me and him on at the same time.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just give it a listen, guys. These guys put out great content, a lot of content. So you're not going to be bored. While you wait for us during the week, you can listen to them. Shout out, these guys are hilarious. You can find them on Anchor.
Three of them, yeah, they're super funny.
Stitcher, wherever you can find podcasts, you can find Big Beefin'. And their Twitter, B-Beefin'.
B-Beefin' on Twitter.
Give them a follow, guys.
Yep.
And until next time, always ask yourself, what about Bigfoot? Hey, what about Bigfoot here, guys? And if you like what you heard just now, you're going to love our separate podcast. Each week, we all do one of our own. Mine is mostly pop culture. If you love pop culture and rantings on, you're going to love mine. What Up Dude for Yous. Catch me on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes. Leave a comment there. Also find me on Facebook and Twitter. And if you love my guy here,
Rebel Godfather Podcast. You know, everything, Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher, all the good stuff. I just babble, you know, life, you know, jokes, stories. I tell a story every now and again, you know. My favorite childhood story, you know what I mean? Growing up with the WVCRs and stealing movies from Blockbuster.
Hey, we've all done it.
Yeah.
I still have Snake Eyes on the fucking Blockbuster. But yeah, guys, if you like that, make it an afternoon. Bigfoot, What Up Dude, Rebel Godfather, make it a whole afternoon. Hey. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you got all of it here. Yeah. You can listen to us individually while you're waiting for What About Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Even better.
Ooh, make a whole week out of it. It's like, ooh, so tasty. So if you like that, guys, follow us. What Up Dude, Rebel Godfather.
Yeah.
You can find us where you can find What About Bigfoot.
Yeah, and then, hey, that's the main question every time, you know?
Yeah.
What About Bigfoot?
What About Bigfoot?
Hey, ask yourself that every day.
Yeah. I see you next time, guys.